This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you. Have you heard of the dispensation of the grace of God that God gave to Paul? First of all, what is a dispensation? The word dispensation is a translation of the Greek word oikonomia. It is made up of two words, oikos, house, and nomos, law. So the word means house law, that is, the organization, management, and direction of a household. When we read Colossians 1:25 and Ephesians 3:2 and examine their context, we see that to the Apostle Paul was revealed a body of truth for the household of God in this present time, that is, truth and practice for today. Before Acts 28:28, Israel was under a house law, that is, a dispensation, which gave them a position which enabled them to minister to the nations. Under this house law, that is, this dispensation, Israel failed. Israel's special house law was not transferred to the Gentiles when Israel failed. When Israel failed, God revealed a previously hidden truth. It was the mystery to be proclaimed among the Gentiles. This mystery included blessings and identification with Christ in the heavenly places. It is in Paul's last seven letters, especially Ephesians, that we are introduced to Christ as the head of the body. It is there we learn that God is dealing with Gentiles apart from Israel. It is there we learn that the blessing of the body of Christ is not on earth or the New Jerusalem, but in heaven itself where Christ now sits. The members of the body of Christ are to walk worthy of this calling. In Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon is contained this house law for today. The world is not under this house law. It is for those who embrace the truth of Ephesians. Paul's greatest burden was not the evangelization of lost people, but the maturity of those who believe in Christ as their Savior. Listen to Paul in Colossians 1:25-27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working which worketh in me mightily. Notice the words labor and striving in that passage. Paul is not talking about winning heathen in this passage. He is talking about the maturing of the believers. We never see these words used regarding the winning of the heathen. In the Gospel of John, which is the gospel of life to the world, Christ is presented as the Son of God in order that people may believe who he is and thus gain aeonian life. It is a simple presentation for the heathen. Heathen are not told to strive or repent, just believe. But the great burden of Paul was to see believers become members of the body of Christ and go on to maturity. He labored for this. He shed tears for this. He prayed for this. He prayed that God would enlighten believers as to what is the dispensation of the mystery. With all of the false evangelism of today, we have placed the emphasis in the wrong place. I want to reverse this trend. I want to evangelize those who believe in Christ as to what is the dispensation of the mystery. Believers need a gospel too. The gospel of life to the heathen as found in John is easy to understand. John is a simple message. It's simply, who is Christ and what has he done for you? But the gospel of the dispensation of the mystery to believers requires understanding and growth, and Paul labored for this. When we know dispensational truth, we will have the right message for the heathen, and we will have the right message for believers. I encourage you who believe in Christ to study Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. This message is what Paul labored, sweat, and shed tears for and eventually died for. So I ask, have you heard of the dispensation of the grace of God? Do you know the house law for today? This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.